أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنه على ذلك لشهيد، وإنه لحب الخير لشديد. In the previous ayats we read about the mujahideen, how they fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala, or referring to the horses, how they, who they use in the battles, and how the horses also sacrifice, and on that how they are thankful to their masters, because just they get some grass and some pellets from the master, they are totally obedient to him and they sacrifice so much. Then in the last ayat that we read, Allah Ta'ala said on the opposite, man is so unthankful of Allah Ta'ala. He does not consider all the favors of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. اور وہ آدمی اس کام کو سامنے دیکھتا ہے. And whereas it is man who sees all this. And this refers to that man knows that how these mujahideen sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala. Everything of theirs they sacrifice, their lives they sacrifice. And in fact the horses who go, and those horses also safeguard their rider, their master also. And the horses also go in the midst of the battle and throw themselves right into the battle. So when man, he witnesses all this, why is he then so unthankful of Allah Ta'ala? Allah's innumerable favors upon him, and he is unthankful of these favors of Allah Ta'ala. Another explanation is that if man just ponders a little bit, make introspection and looks within his heart and think of all the favors of Allah Ta'ala from his birth right through till now, from morning till night, from head to toe, how many favors of Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave us our eyes free of charge, gave us our brains free of charge, our heart, our liver, every part of our body. Allah gave us homes to live in. Allah gave us legs to walk. And we came here to the masjid. How almost all of us have got our cars that we drive and we come. Innumerable favors. So if man will just see for himself, he himself will give evidence that Allah's favors are so much, so vast, and I am so unthankful of Allah Ta'ala. And this little introspection, muraqabah, every person must do. No matter, sadly, the opposite happens. We have one problem in our life, one difficulty, we just focus on that problem. And we never think of all the favors of Allah Ta'ala. So man should think of all, how many innumerable favors that are upon me, and how much I must be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, that is the solution for that problem that we have got also. When Allah will see that we are thankful for all His favors, and then He will remove that problem also. But we only focus on that one problem. It is like a husband who does everything for his wife. But one thing he couldn't manage, or he couldn't get it done, and she just focuses on that one thing. She never acknowledges all the other favors that he is doing for her. He will also feel hurt. But if she acknowledges all that and doesn't complain, he himself will be concerned, I must remove that problem of hers also. I must sort it out. So if we are thankful to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and according to Mufassirin of before, yeah, this refers to وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ, that Allah is the witness that man is so unthankful. Allah is watching. The man himself also, according to one explanation, and another, that Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala is watching him, and Allah is seeing how unthankful he is. But yeah, from that also we should recognize Allah, though we are so unthankful for his innumerable favors, yet Allah keeps on favoring us with His other favors. We will have our breakfast. How many of us will even read the dua after making? How many of us while eating will say Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr? But will let one thing be wrong in that breakfast. If the salt is only less, or it is a bit more, see how we will complain about it. But in spite of that, at lunchtime again Allah will feed us. supper time again, Allah will feed us. We might not have had a good sleep tonight, but not a good sleep, but we did have sleep. On that sleep we won't make shukr, but that we were lying awake for a little while, all that we will complain. Last night was very difficult, I couldn't sleep, this problem, that problem. But the sleep I got, that we won't make shukr. Allah is watching all this all the time. So all this is also a great invitation for us, that we should think of our relationship with Allah, and again think of those mujahideen, how they go in the thick of the battle and they sacrifice their lives for this Islam that we have got on the plate, and we are enjoying this Islam, and we don't think that till today what sacrifices were made in order for this Islam to come to us. All the people, the great ulama, how much they sacrificed, the great shuhada, the mujahideen, everyone. And so much so, the surah makes it clear, even animals, the horses also. And in fact, the mufassirin refer to even a dog that gets just a piece of bread from your door, it remains loyal to you. It won't leave that door just because it gets a piece of bread. But we get everything from Allah, and we obey shaitan. We obey our nafs. We are completely opposite. So we should do this introspection regularly and see what our condition is, and then we should try and become thankful to Allah. Allah loves those bandas who are thankful to Him for the favors that He bestows upon them.